My husband and I were living in inner Sydney near Centennial Park, and both working long hours in corporate jobs, and were feeling a bit miserable and a bit disconnected. And we decided to sell our house, sell our cars, and go travelling for a year, which we did. One of the best decisions we've ever made. And while we were away, we decided that we just couldn't go back to what we were doing before and wanted to a complete change. And we talked about buying a farm, buying some property, doing something completely different. And so when we got back to Sydney, we spent some time in Sydney. We rented for a while we looked for a property, and found the perfect property up here.
That's a classic, like, absolute example of a tree change, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. It is, and I kind of thought we were doing something maybe a little bit revolutionary, but I've realised coming up here that a lot of people are doing this, and that it's absolutely, you know, not a new thing. And I think people are, you know, everyone lives really busy lives, and I think, you know, people are searching for a way to kind of slow down or reconnect with nature or whatever it is, just a change.
And you know, you're right, it's kind of, you're kind of 30 years behind, it's been done for a long time, yeah. But at the same time, it's really cool to see that people are actually still doing that.
Oh, absolutely. And, at all different stages of their lives, there are, you know, we've found since we've moved here as well, there are wonderful groups of, you know, younger farmers coming through, but also people that have been doing this for years. And it's amazing. There's a whole range of people that are, that are doing the tree change and just embracing it. It's fantastic.
Tell me a bit about the journey you went on before you made the decision to come here. Where did you go?
We flew straight into New York. So when we were planning, well, when we were in Sydney and, you know, just going through our day jobs and on the grind, I guess, or in the grind, I decided to sign up for the New York Marathon, and I did that through UNICEF. And so that was on the 5th of November in 2016. So that was kind of a catalyst for the start date anyway. So to get there in time for that, I think if I wasn't doing that, we probably would have left later, but it was just a really great starting point and a good reason to go. And so we left on the 31st of October and arrived on the 1st of November, and did the run, which was amazing, one of the coolest things I've ever done. And then we stayed in New York for 3 months, so did Christmas, New Year, Thanksgiving, all of that. Maybe a little bit too long, 3 months around that time as well, with the whole election and everything. It was, you know, it was a pretty intense time. So then we left New York and flew into Spain. So we did a Spanish course in New York, so we could speak basic Spanish, but, you know, it's not great. My Spanish is not great. Mi español no es bueno. But travelled around Spain for 2 months. So we really didn't have a plan. Once we were in New York, we didn't have a plan. We just thought, you know, places that we've always wanted to travel to, places we've wanted to see, we'll just plan it as we go. So we did Spain, and we went to Morocco, and then we went to the UK, Ireland, and spent time in England. We did some country stays, and that was the most amazing thing. Airbnb in these, like, rural properties, and that really, like, sparked our interest about wanting to come back and move to a rural area, or if possible get a farm, get some land, and just go back to nature, go back to basics, I guess. Like, I, you know, go shopping and buy my food off the shelf, but I grow your own food is great. And yeah, I feel like I've learnt more in the last kind of 6 months than I have in, I don't know, 16 years maybe.
I was just going to ask you about that. Like, what do you think what was the take-home message for you of your journey? What was the lesson you learnt in that?
I think the lesson was that I didn't realise how wound up or stressed I felt until about 5 or 6 months in. And when I actually, it wasn't necessarily a day that I realised, but over time, I just realised that I was really wound up. I was just, you know, I'm trying to think of the right way to put it. But
that's an interesting one, that, like, you've obviously at some point gone, oh, I'm not vibrating at that constant level all the time anymore. Like,
exactly. I'm relaxed, and even though you're traveling, you think it's like a holiday. We were trying to make it more like we were living a living, you know, travel, a living trip, and there was a kind of time where we just sat down and spoke about it, and I said, I feel like relaxed. I feel like I'm more like myself again. It's a funny thing and hard to explain. But and then we started talking about life, and I said, I don't think I can go back to that now. I can't. It would feel like I'm going backwards, and I want to move forwards. And I'm just loving what we're doing now, and just these experiences. And how can we recreate that when we get home, so we don't go, back to that stressed feeling that we had before we left.
Can I ask what you guys were doing in Sydney? Like the idea of buying property and actually having a farm is obviously a big change.
Yeah, it couldn't be probably any more different to what we were doing. So my husband was a lawyer and I was working at an investment bank, very different to what we're doing now. My husband has always been into like agriculture, and even when we were living in Sydney, loved, we had concrete everywhere, but he would have like a wall garden or something like that. So trying to grow, some veggies and bits and pieces, and he loves cooking as well. That's his outlet. And he had always had a dream of having a farm and had mentioned it to me years before, and I just couldn't imagine the change or how I would make that my life or how that would work. And it wasn't until we went away, where I stepped away from, I guess what I would say, the bubble that I was in, where I could see something different and how fabulous that would be.
6 months in, do you feel like you guys have actually managed to find your feet yet?
Oh, absolutely. I remember driving up when I left Sydney and called my best friend on the phone. I said, what am I doing? I have no idea what I'm doing. This might be the worst decision I've ever made. And she had moved recently as well with her family and moved away from Sydney. And she said, give it time. It'll take time, maybe 6 months, maybe a year, maybe 2 years, And I said, yeah, you're right. And we really want this. I really want it to work. But I'm just, that kind of fear of the unknown type thing. And a few months in, it was just, it felt so right. And I think it's the people, it's amazing community, everyone's been really warm and welcoming. And I love being outside. I always had a bit of fear of the FOMO of when I was inside, like I was missing out on something. I always just like being outside. So getting up in the morning and walking out and there's space and there's, I can see the stars at night. I can get up and see the sunrise and I'm not surrounded by, apartment blocks and whatever it is. It's just that beautiful feeling of, being in nature. Yeah, so it feels right.
I remember my mum telling me that when they did this kind of move, what was that, like 35 years ago, she cried the whole way from Melbourne to the Bega Valley and was adamant that she was not going to have any culture in her life anymore ever because it was over. She was in the country, So
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because, you get so used to having everything at your fingertips in a bigger city. And, look, I do love going back and visiting Sydney. I was just speaking to some friends yesterday, and it's lovely to go back and see family and friends and everything and dip your toes in. But I have this sense of, a relief when I'm driving back, and it's just, it's lovely. And there is culture around here, and there is great people and delicious food and everything that you want, everything that you could need to be happy and enjoy a nice life out here.
So you guys bought land. What are you doing with the land?
We're farming cattle. So we've got some Black Angus. We've got lots of chickens, some geese, and growing veggies as well, so growing our own food. So trying to give it a go. My husband is just acquiring more animals, so he loves animals. And I said, every animal you acquire is becoming like a pet to me. So just we'll end up having a zoo. So if you see like a advertising for a zoo in the near future, that'll probably be us. So
it's a big learning curve, hey, working out what to do with those animals.
Oh, it is, and I'm a bit of a sook, and so they are all just becoming my pets, especially the chickens. I've never had a bird. I've never had a dog before. We just got two Labradors when we moved here, the most high maintenance animals on our farm, I would say. I love it, and it's just it's really interesting. And I feel like each of the animals have their own personality, and they're very responsive. And I walk out and I'm like, hi everyone, and they come running and squawk and bark and whatever they do, moo. So
I just talked before about the idea of my mum freaking out about there being no culture. Have you been surprised? Has it exceeded your kind of expectations about what you can see and do and stuff in this region?
I always thought it was going to be great, but absolutely, like, we've met there is so much going on. So I play tennis in the comp at Wingham on a Tuesday night. Amazing bunch of people. That's really fun. There's, you know, I know that there's the movie club in Taree on a Monday night that I haven't been to yet, but would love to go to. There is an absolute lot going on. The art gallery in Taree is amazing, and I taught there once. It's beautiful, and there is a lot, absolutely a lot going on. And the people that I've met and spoken to, there pretty much isn't a night of the week where they don't have something on or something to do. And we feel like that now. We've only been here for 6 months, and I guess there are so many things happening that as a person that's new to the area, I'd like to be able to do everything and say yes to everything, and we can't. It's just the winery in Wingham is amazing, the Jacaranda Estate, and stuff like that. That's, you know, there's lots to do around the area, and it really is more that there is maybe too much at the moment for me anyway, where I wish I could do more because I don't want to miss out on any of it. It's great.
All right, Jess, thank you so much for your time.
A pleasure. Thank you for having me.